Hey guys, welcome back. Part two. We were in the middle of talking William Byron, and I got an important phone call at the moment. We were in the middle of it. I had to take work purposes. But anyway, let's talk. Let's continue our William Byron talk. Basically, what it boils down to is William Byron. Well, now we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this thing, okay? We talked about some good drivers in part one. Now we're really going to get into some tier oneers in part two here. So, and then at the end of this, I want to give my final four picks, and I want to give my championship pick, my official 2022 NASCAR Championship Cup Series pick for the title. So, and the guy that I really will focus on, or the four drivers I'll focus on that I will bet, and the four, the one, maybe two guys I'm really going to hammer for the title, okay? So, finish up on Byron. He hasn't proved it to me that he's a championship caliber driver. He's proved it to me he's a playoff driver. I'm not ready to throw in at plus 750 here. I will be off, completely off William Byron in this setting. I'm not saying I'm off him as a driver. I'm just saying I'm not on him in this setting. Next guy up is Denny Hamlin. So I'm worried about Denny a little bit with the second car to his new team with the new gen car. Coming in, I think he got Kurt Busch in there, like I talked about in part one. Kurt Busch is a chiseled vet, former champion, big race winner, grew up around racing his whole life. I think he got Kurt Busch in there to kind of let Kurt do more, okay, and let him back off and focus more on his racing, which I don't think Denny realized how much work it would be as an owner and a driver. Okay, I think he understood it, but I think bringing a guy like Kurt in will let Denny be a little more hands-off and focus more on him winning a championship. I think it helps him, but I still think when we're talking about winning a freaking championship, you need 110% focus on that goal. Denny, Brad, these guys that have other teams, okay, other things, even Kyle Busch, to an extent with his Truck Series team, have just that little inkling of less attention than maybe an Elliott, a Truex, a Larson, because those guys don't have those things. Those guys are only racing for themselves. They're not worried about another business adventure or venture that is financially very important to these guys in their future. So to me, I'm going to knock Denny down a tier. I get it. This would probably be the year we need Denny to win the title. Because if he don't win the title, he will go down as the best driver to never win a championship in NASCAR history over Mark Martin. He has over 50 wins in his career. He needs this title to stamp his mark and legacy of NASCAR. He needs it. I don't think he gets it this year. I don't think he makes the Final Four this year. I do think he can win Daytona, which if he wins Daytona, let me put it this way. If he wins Daytona, now remember last year, he didn't win a race for a long time. Brought a little more pressure on him, okay? He had the new team, new driver, new owner, new partner in Michael Jordan. He was struggling. He was still points leading, but he just couldn't get over the hump and get that win till middle of the season. If he can pull off Daytona and get that security of, okay, I'm in the playoffs. I got to worry about it. I can experiment a little bit more during the regular season to see what's going to work in the playoffs versus having to just worry about getting in the playoffs all year. Then my tone may change. But the odds of him winning Daytona again are significantly low. He's been so great there. He hangs in the back and he wins. I know this isn't a Daytona 500 podcast. He's won it. He knows how to race there. But it doesn't mean he can't get caught in the mess. He can get caught in the mess. No problem. And that's it. So I'm going to take the odds of him not winning Daytona, having to find a race win somewhere else down the line. Maybe, I don't know, he's good at Vegas. He's good at Atlanta. Okay? But what if he doesn't get that win till a Bristol in April? What if he doesn't get a win till May? And now he's had a stress, oh man, I don't have that win yet. Where if you get that win at Daytona, all you got to worry about, okay, let's get ready for the playoffs, right? I'm in. Let's worry about the playoffs. So to me, this is a future bet you make after Daytona. His odds will obviously go up. You will lose value unless you truly, truly, truly believe Denny Hamlin is winning Daytona 500. If you are dead set on that idea, okay, bet him now. But if you're not, and if you have that, like me, where it's like, Daytona's a different animal, okay? Daytona's a different animal. It ain't like Homestead and Kyle Larson, right? You just bet it. You throw a little on Reddick, and you bet Larson hard, and he should win 90 out of 100 times, okay? Denny, maybe 20 out of 100 times at Daytona. Maybe not even that, because there are other great Daytona drivers. So this race, which I try not to put too much stock in Daytona 500, right? It's more of a thing than everyone in NASCAR says the season doesn't really start till week two, because it's such a pageant. It's a pageant. It's like the Rose Bowl, very pageantry feel, but it still counts. Okay, so let's go back after Daytona, relook at, okay, Denny won Daytona. Now his odds are plus 420. That's fine. I'll take that. Because now I think Denny's going to focus on that playoff run. Where if Denny loses, doesn't win Daytona, now he has to find a different track he's going to pull off. That's a whole different ballgame to me. Okay? Now, again, at 650, I don't believe Denny's winning Daytona. And I don't believe I'm betting him for this race. Or actually, hold on. I lost my odds here. Let's bring them back up. You know your buddy the phone. She'll do what she wants. Race cars. NASCAR Championship Cup Series. So we got two drivers left. We could all guess who they are. They're on the same team. Probably the two most popular drivers in NASCAR, two of the top three. The guy we're talking about next is the most popular driver in NASCAR, on the cover of NASCAR Heat this year. The driver of the number 9 Napa Chevrolet for Rick Hendrick Motorsports, Chase Elliott. Now, Chase Elliott is plus 450. Chase Elliott is the best road course racer in NASCAR. Chase Elliott has now, seven total road courses, which I would give him 5 of those wins, maybe 4. Because Larson is great, Hamlin is great, Truex is great, Blaney's good, Logano's good. So there's some competition, and Christopher Bell's coming. But Chase Elliott's going to rack up wins and rack up points. Chase Elliott is good at Talladega. Chase Elliott is good on intermediate tracks. Chase Elliott has probably the best car, the best team, the best equipment. To me, I get Kyle Larson won the title last year. However, Chase Elliott has a better car, more money around it, a longer history with his crew chief, Alan Gustafson. I just believe that there is no, to me, I know Kyle Larson won the championship last year. Chase Elliott should be the betting favorite. Chase Elliott's not the betting favorite. Chase Elliott is plus 450 right now. And I don't believe he wins Daytona either to secure that spot. So even knowing that, I will bet Chase Elliott the hardest, the lump, to win his second NASCAR Cup Series championship. Again, we'll get into our Final Four. Clearly, he's going to be in my Final Four this year. But I will bet him the hardest. There's a lot of factors. He's the most popular driver. If there's chances at end of race, NASCAR might want to play with a little bit. Oh, Chase is right there. Let's throw the flag. Let's get Chase around. Let's get him in the pits, and let's let Chase have a shot to win this race. NASCAR wants the most popular driver to win races. NASCAR wants fans of the most popular driver in the seats. NASCAR wants to sell merchandise. Chase Elliott's how you do it. Chase Elliott winning the championship is a huge benefit for NASCAR. It is the same as the Dale Earnhardt Jr. model, okay? Dale Earnhardt Jr., I'm not saying the podcast and all that kind of stuff. I'm saying when he was a driver. It was as much, there's not the word too much exposure to Dale Earnhardt Jr. in NASCAR ever. Now Chase Elliott's time. There's not a such thing. It's too much exposure to Chase Elliott. It's all the Chase Elliott all the time. Okay? So I will bet Chase Elliott super hard. Next up, Kyle Larson, plus 300. I get it. He's coming off a championship season. But is he really? He's probably the best driver in the world of a vehicle, at least in the NASCAR realm. But plus 300 is the value gone from it. Last year, he was in that mid-tier. I don't remember the exact number. I want to say it was like plus 1,700 to start the season, plus 1,200, something like that. You reach a point where maybe the value is just completely out of it, right? He's not like plus 110 like an Alabama or a football team going into a NCAA college football season. But I worry I don't have enough here, right? There's not enough juice left in it to squeeze out at plus 300, right? If it doesn't hit, you blew your money. There's not enough for a future like this. I know he has a good shot to get there. I know he has but what's the inner workings of Rick Hendrick thinking? Okay, we got Kyle's championship. Now it's time to get Chase back on the map. Or are we going to spread it out more evenly and let all four guys have equal money and resources put into all four of our cars? Right? Or are we really going to focus on one guy? Or are we really going to focus on Chase this year? Or are we really going to try to get Bowman going? Kyle got his, right? And I'm not saying you can't go back to back. I'm not saying it. Nice ambulance. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is the odds of going back to back make everything even harder, right? The pressure is now there, right? Last year, everything that kept happening, Oh my God, Kyle Larson. Now Kyle Larson has a pressure on him where before the pressure was on everybody else to try to beat him. Now the pressure is on Kyle Larson to prove it again that, oh yeah, it doesn't always happen, right? There might be a bump in the road. There might be something with the new car. He wasn't great at the Clash. I'm not saying he's great on quarter mile track. He wasn't great at the Clash. He wasn't, oh my God, where's Kyle Larson? Where was Kyle Larson at? What's going on? To me. So overall, I'm not going to bet heavy Kyle Larson. I might throw a few bucks at it just to kind of cover my bets here. But I want to focus on Chase Elliott. Okay? Chase Elliott is my pick for the first pick I'm going to have in my championship four. But now hear me out. Of the four drivers I have in the championship four, I only have one Chevy. Now, everyone's on, oh man, Hendrick. I got a feeling Larson takes a step, not a step back, but I guess a step back because he won the championship, not made the championship before. I think maybe he gets caught up to a little bit with these new cars, just a little bit, okay? Which could do just enough to hold him out of a championship run this year. Okay, that's my first guy in the championship four. My second guy in the championship four, we talked about a lot, in the Candyman. Now listen, I know he's been down, but you're telling me you're going to give this guy practice and qualifying again? Give me the Candyman to come back and be in the championship hunt. The guy who won the first championship at Phoenix, right? So give me the Candyman in the final four with Chase Elliott. And that's not my only Toyota. Because you know what? There's seven road courses on this deal this year. And there's another guy besides the name of Chase Elliott that is a road course maven. All right? And that's Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr. is not done, boys and girls. Martin Truex Jr. has another championship run in him. He should have two championships. They put his tire on the wrong side of the car. Okay, he had this guy, he almost caught up after being down up two laps. He had that race won. His pit crew lost that race. Terribly disappointed as a Truex guy. So he's my third guy. Now, my last guy, I got to get me a Ford in there because I don't think Ford gets shut out. So to me, it's down to three. Is it Joey Logano? Is it Ryan Blaney? Or is it Kevin Harvick? Which one of these three? So here's the thing. We got Joey Logano in the prime of his career. We got Kevin Harvick on the tail end of the prime of his career. And we got Ryan Blaney trying to enter the prime of his career. Which wins out in this situation? Does Blaney take that step? Does Harvick prove he's not done? Or does Logano show, hey, I need to be talked about here as one of the best drivers in the world with Elliott, Larson, Truex, Kyle Busch? It's a tough decision, okay? I think Daytona will have a lot to do with it because two of my favorite guys at Daytona are three of my favorite guys are Kevin Harvick, Ryan Blaney, and Joey Logano. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to put Joey Logano in the final four. So my final four is Chase Elliott, Joey Logano. Just a tad bit over Kevin Harvick. I don't know if Stuart Haas has what it takes to be a championship caliber team organization at the moment. I could see Kevin Harvick winning 2 to 3 races this year, not the 9 that he won 2 years ago. But I think Penske's there. I think this is Logano's time. I think he's now their number one. He's their ace, okay, with Keselowski gone. I think Logano gets there. But I think Chase Elliott, NASCAR, Chase Elliott captures his second career championship this season in the new car. Is the first championship driver in the new next-gen car. Love Chase Elliott this year. I love his odds at plus 450, 475, wherever you could. They may differ a little bit on depending on the site. So I will bet all four guys. Those will be the four guys that bet for the championship. With a tiny bit on Kyle Larson, just in case I'm completely off base. But those are the four guys I think have the best odds to win the championship. And those are the four guys I think should be in the final four. So go about that as you will. Have a great NASCAR season. Can't wait. I'm gonna try to get out podcasts for Truck Series, Xfinity Series. We'll see how I can see how the time flows. I know the audio is always not great because usually I'm in my car or something when I'm doing it because I have two kids and I don't got freaking time to sit at home and record a podcast when I have two kids running around, and it just doesn't happen that way. Sometimes I'll be drinking Busch Light if I'm recording a podcast. If I'm at home, I'll mention it. Maybe I won't be. I don't know. Right now I'm in a car, so I, you know, it's what it is. You hear other noises, you hear my beeper on. It is what it is. Sorry about that. You have to get over it. All I'm doing is basically talking out my thoughts as I think about this, as I go, as I bet, as I do my DraftKings lineups and get ready for these races. I'll probably have a Daytona 500 podcast up, maybe even a dual podcast before Thursday's duels. But that's a little weird because, you know, we don't know exactly the order and how everything's going to shake out with the duels. Maybe if we get pricing, that'll change things. I saw DraftKings has some numbers up or has some contests up, but no pricing up yet. So maybe once pricing comes out for Daytona, that's when the podcast will come out. We won't have numbers. We won't have numbers for starting position. If it's before Thursday, if it's after Thursday, we will have that. So we'll see going forward. A quick preview though of Daytona. My favorites are Harvick, Hamlin, Logano, Flyer on Blaney, Flyer on Coil of Joy at plus 9,000. What the hell, why not? And just keep it rolling from there. And we'll look at it as we get a little closer, more on the DFS, DraftKings betting side, or DraftKings lineup builder side, than the actual betting side. So you guys have a good one. Get your bets in before Sunday's race for futures, because they will change after Sunday. If there's some value you really like, or something happens at Daytona, they could really throw the value or not. So if there's somebody you really like, get in now and get your bets in for NASCAR futures before Sunday's race. All right, guys. Peace.